this is Justin from Australia. I love three things: knives, bitches, and the DJ New Style Show.
I'm thinking about my doorbell. When you gonna ring it? When you gonna ring it? I'm thinking about my doorbell. When you gonna ring it? When you gonna ring it? I'm thinking about my doorbell. When you gonna ring it? When you gonna ring it? Yeah, I've been thinking about my doorbell.
That's fucking wicked, mate. Let's roll.
Oh, well, we're gonna chip from your kids. It's not the man in my life, I know.
Such a little fucking bitch! I love it! DJ New Style Show, you dick knob. Dude, man, I got fucking nothing to say.
Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo's been touching.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet. No. No. No.
Yeah.
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
Oh, is it another Tuesday night again? I believe it is. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. I can't even extend this any longer. I can't keep it under wraps. Because once again, a little band from a little country formerly run by Nazis, which wasn't so cool back then. But it's alright now because of, you guessed it, Rammstein! Holy shit. Excuse the language, but that's just the way it is on Hear Us Talk. It's hearustalk.com. This is the DJ New Style Show. I'm fading this out quite appropriately. And I'm just going to do it quite abruptly and introduce somebody here that you may recognize despite his very dark camera. For some reason, I don't know, he's experimenting with lighting tonight. Germ Freak, how are you?
How you doing? Yeah, I'm looking for that right angle. I can't seem to find it anywhere.
Yeah, why don't you just put the shirt back? Just put a goddamn drop light on the shirt. You lit that thing up perfectly. And now you're working on your camera here. I know this is, again, a visual. You have to go to hearustalk.com and check it out. And, you know, the video is going to be saved and all that. But it's worthless for me to talk about this when there's so much to get to tonight on the 165th episode of the DJ New Style Show. Episode 165 on May 20th. It's a goddamn day of fives, Jerm, and I love it.
It's a day of what?
Fives.
Oh.
How you feeling tonight?
That whole friggin' thing about the fives.
Oh, again. Enough with it. It's over with. What's going on, Jerm? How you feeling today?
I'm feeling quite well. I'm feeling very nice and refreshed and happy.
Yeah.
And yourself?
I'm doing quite well. I have to, you know, let our listeners know I had a nice visit over your place last Thursday.
That is true.
You previously, you know, we've discussed your experience with video games. It extends as far as in television and more recently into Facebook. It extended a little further. The point of the visit was for me to bring my Xbox down because I'm an Xboxer. Fucking video game fags. Well, I have an Xbox and we wanted to get you playing Grand Theft Auto 4.
Right. There's the Grand Theft Audio 4.
Grand Theft what?
Audio 4.
Audio?
Auto is sweeping the nation, and I wanted to just see what it's all about.
You wanted to be a part of it. You wanted to be a part of the movement.
I've never played the game ever.
Not too many people have, but, you know.
I mean, I've never played any of the GTA games.
It's good.
Ever.
No, it's a good series of games. I've enjoyed it for some time. You actually expressed curiosity in it, so I brought the whole goddamn system down.
That is true.
And the minute I get there, could you just do one little thing? Could you just help me out with one little thing?
I see.
Oh, you see where this is going now? Could you help me out with one little thing? Oh yeah, sure. I'll be happy to back up your images and your business files and all that. Could you do another little thing? Jerm, how many things do you think we had to take care of before we even plugged in the Xbox?
I don't think it was any more than 14 things.
Well, you know, Lord knows a punch list of 14 items is exactly what you want to do on a friendly visit to your friend's house. I'm surprised you didn't make me use a fucking level to straighten out pictures. It's okay, though. I had a blast, and I was happy to help. Because it was you actually did something very nice for your kids. Actually, not you. You didn't do this. Your wife did something very nice for your kids. You got your kids the Wii, the Nintendo Wii.
Yeah, we got this Wii thing just came out recently.
Brand new. No, keep going.
Oh, and we just, you know, we wanted to see what it's all about for the little kiddies, and we did it, and I'm bored with it already, but whatever.
So you're bored with it.
I'm bored with it, and my shoulder hurts.
So you've played it enough to injure yourself.
Yes.
And you've already become bored with the system. Now, did you get any games with it?
I just have the original five.
The Wii Sports Package.
That's correct.
They call it the Sports Package because there's a few sports that you can do in it. Have you determined your Wii age?
I don't know how to figure that out.
You don't even know what it is. You're bored with the entire game. There's aspects of it that you don't even know about it.
That's true.
But you're completely bored with it.
That's right.
Well, there's a training mode, and then there's Wii Fitness, they call it. But it's not Wii Fit, which is coming out, which amounts to a fucking plastic step that you stand on and wiggle, which can be, you know, so masculine. I have to interrupt this. I'm looking at you. You're obsessing about the lighting in your office. You're completely out of your fucking mind right now.
Because this is, you got a fucking black background, and your fucking face is prominent. Like a fucking professional, I'm sitting like a fucking buffoon. They see my cluttered office, and I'm embarrassed. So I'm trying.
You look like somebody who's staying at work until like 8 p.m. in their cubicle.
Right.
Like just the security lighting's on.
Right.
the warning lights, so the janitor doesn't trip over
That's
the
true.
Fucking wastebasket.
That's true.
It looks really ridiculous, but I'm just gonna say it's better than having a shirt on, Cam. Anyway, you had the Wii. You didn't know how to set it up, nor did you have any interest in learning how to set it up.
Right.
You just figured, I'll tack this onto the list of things that need to get done. Like, I'm your fucking handyman.
Essentially, you're my computer handyman. I found...
No, I've become that. I started out as maybe a friend maybe someone who would, you know, do a radio show. Now I'm Mr. Goddamn Fix It. I'm coming over. My kid, you know, he punched a laptop. What do I do? My laptop's slow. What do I do? I got this game system, this gift for my kids. I have no interest in learning how to set up for them. What do I do? It's really it was really ridiculous. But the night was capped off, or at least put me over a bit over the edge where I stopped being friendly and I started getting real, just like in the real world, Jerm. I started getting fucking real when you carried your dog. As I'm working on your laptop, your wife's laptop's a little slow. I'm working on this thing for quite a while to try and speed it up. You bring your fucking dog over to me. Just smell his breath. Just smell his breath. It's really bad. It's really, really bad. Smell his breath. You're putting his fucking dog's breath in my face, advertising it like it's not good. It's not like, yeah, it smells like Skittles. Sniff this.
No. I want to see if you were able to smell the bad breath like I was. And what your opinion of what it smelled like.
Let me tell you something.
And then when I have the dog,
I have a sense of smell. So if you're able to smell the awfulness.
You cowered like a 5-year-old girl when I put the dog in front of you.
First of all, yeah, I completely did. Because you have a fucking swamp mouth dog that you're putting in my face. And in my efforts to look away and duck and cover, I see that the dog has a hard on.
The dog does have a hard on, yes.
Does it ever go down?
It's been like that. It's probably going on 6 months now. He's got a constant red lipstick coming out of his foreskin. And we don't know what to do. I feel sorry for the dog. He's never had sex before. And I think this is maybe his body is showing some type of rebelling.
Now you have two dogs.
I have two Maltese.
You have two dogs. You also have a bird cage with a few birds in it.
That's true. Three birds, yes.
Yeah. When we finally got around to playing Grand Theft Auto, you were so enthralled with the game, you didn't even notice me going over to the bird cage.
I didn't notice you molesting my birds.
Just ringing the fucking cage with my finger, going across the bars on
right.
it, swinging the perch as fast as I can as the bird's still on it. I guess I had enough of you trying to put your dog heart on near my fucking head. I didn't appreciate that. And then you dare me to touch it.
No, that's a friggin' lie. You took your finger and said, I'm going to touch it, and I had to pull you away from touching it. First of all,
I may have suggested that I would put a finger on it just for laughs, for the sake of comedy, but you definitely believed I was going to do it. And, you know, don't touch it, dude. Don't touch it, dude.
Well,
he's never had sex, dude. Don't touch it. That's not right. Don't touch it.
Right.
Like, you're really concerned about his sex life after you crippled it. You removed his nuts and his will to live and reproduce.
Without a second glance. Right. I did feel terrible when that happened, and I was depressed for a few weeks. You know, but what can you do? They say it's more healthy for him, so who the hell knows?
It's more healthy. Well, they have a permanent erection.
They say they don't get prostate cancer.
Oh, that's good. So you think that your dog was going to get prostate cancer, but now instead it has a goddamn sewer for a fucking mouth. Now, why is its breath so bad?
Its teeth are rotting out, and we spent about $800 about 8 months ago removing probably about 10 teeth. And that's the breath. After we removed its teeth, the breath was back to normal again. I mean, it's always dog breath, but it was you could bear it.
So the teeth rotting is what the smell is.
It's the rotting teeth. So what's happening now is his breath is starting to smell again. So we're assuming he needs more teeth pulled, and we don't know what to do. You know, they say it's going to be about another $1,000.
Holy shit, $1,000! How much does the fucking dog cost?
Because now, not only is he getting like the front ones, but he's getting like the back ones, the ones that are impacted in there.
So he's going to have all his teeth removed.
Well,
you're going to have to give him soft foods,
right?
Fucking watch, make sure he doesn't choke on shit. How much did you pay for the dog? If you don't mind me asking,
we paid for the dog back in like 1997. I think it was maybe $1,100 per dog.
So you paid $1,100. You've already put in like $800 on it, maybe. As far as
that's just for the teeth op. We had to get both their teeth removed and both dogs.
So
$1,600 so far.
you'd have to do another $1,000. You're saying like a total of $1,800 in surgeries on this one fucking dog. Tell me, what kind of fucking 1987 car would you purchase where you would spend more than you ever paid for it new to fix it? It's fucking, like, what is your cap on this dog? How much is this dog going to fucking cost you before you just say, you know what, fuck the dog. I'll get a new one. I'll trade him in for a new one.
I don't know, you know, where the limit is. I don't know what to do. I don't know when to, I don't know. What do you think? I mean, you have a pet cat, Ginger, I think, right? First of all,
my mom has a cat, and its name is Ginger, okay? I wouldn't spend more than $50 to repair this animal. Looks like we have a caller here. The number is 316-768-4472. You're on the line with Germ Freak, who's advertising our show by wearing our show's hat. Who is this?
Foundry Music Jeff.
Foundry Music Jeff, perfect guy to call in on this. How you doing tonight, first of all?
I'm doing swell. How you doing, Jeff?
Now, Jeff has a dog that he fucking loves.
He has a dog that he adores. He adores this dog.
We can let him say it. It's okay.
I apologize.
It's not like some fucking... The password is dog he loves. Jeff, so tell us about your pet for a little bit.
Oh, well, I got a 2-year-old American Eskimo.
Really? Really? They let you purchase those? Did you get the igloo with them too?
it's the first dog. It's the first purebred dog I ever owned. So I spent a pretty penny on that dog.
And you're attached.
Oh, very.
Okay.
Like he was of my own flesh and blood.
Well, now there's the perfect person to ask, Frank. Jeff, what is the most that you would spend to save this dog's life?
Well, it sounds to me that Germ's canine issues aren't fatal. So,
well, what happens is if the teeth will eventually cause an infection and it could go into his heart system, his blood system.
But Germ, this is not like the dog has cancer. The dog can survive on soft food. You just don't want to spend the money.
Exactly.
Oh, so you're saying, the surgery is necessary, and he will have a future after it. That's what you're saying, and it's like, by not doing it, you're calling Jerem a cheap fuck, because he's just looking out for the money.
What was the estimate for the surgery?
They say it's going to be about $900-something to remove the rest of the teeth.
Jerem, that's not a lot of money.
It's not a lot of money, but the dog's already 11 years old. You see?
Okay.
So, it's 11 years old. I mean, come on. Don't you want the racier model, the spoiler, the fucking 24s on it? Just really deck it out.
I look at it like if it was me, like, you know, I don't want anyone come to me going, you know, hey, Jeff, you know, you're pushing 60. I think it's time. Why don't you say goodbye to those you love and call it a night?
Yeah, but the thing is, Jeff, you're able to, you're a human and you can formulate thoughts that can fucking explode countries by separating atoms. You're capable of this fucking thought. A dog pretty much just shits, eats, and chases stuff, and then cuddles you. So, like,
well, what's the alternative? Like, letting him grow an abscess, get an infection, and die a miserable, painful death?
Or maybe paying slightly less for a different procedure.
Yes, the doctor said it would be less than 100 to put him down.
Oh, so your alternative is to kill your dog or fix his teeth.
Pretty much. So what would you do in that situation?
The decision seems very clear to me. I mean, it doesn't sound like a horribly terminal illness.
Right.
Like I've had dogs with cancer I had to put down only because the procedures would have been incredibly expensive and the likelihood that the dog would have come out of it okay was very minimal. So, you know, the chance for your dog surviving this operation is pretty much 100%.
Now, Frank, with your dog that needs all of its teeth removed and has a shitty smelling breath, is this the favorite? Like, do your kids like this dog?
This is not the favorite. This is not the, we have two dogs. We have two Maltese, a male and a female. Male's Marvin, and Sophie's the female. None of the kids like Marvin.
They hate him.
Yeah, they don't. Well, they don't hate him. They don't play with him because he doesn't want to be bothered playing. He just wants to sleep all day.
So it's a popularity contest. So if this is one of your more favorite dogs, then the dog would live. But because you don't like him, this is death sentence. Maybe he should have been more charming.
His breath stinks. He's not. You're gonna have to like give him soft food. He's gonna need all this attention. The kids fucking hate him. Come on, it's a no brainer.
His breath.
So maybe if he learned how to roll over, he get a couple more years out of it. But no, obviously he didn't entertain Germ to.
You know what they say?
Satisfaction.
Old dogs, new tricks, Jeff. The old dogs.
Let me ask you another question. Have you ever put down a dog before?
Never. Never. I don't have. I don't think I could.
Now, under $100 sounds a little cheap, Jeff. I mean, do you know anything about the cost of putting it down?
Well, that's just the beginning. That's the veterinary cost, and then you're gonna have to get the disposal cost.
Oh, fuck that! I'll put him down myself. All right.
What do you mean? I'm not sure.
I have a shovel.
When you say disposal, what do you mean? Like you gotta get a dumpster? I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, you're either. You're either going to have the dog incinerated or buried.
Our buddy Lax here is saying that his town will put it down for $35. Is that like the dragging? Like, are there different methods of putting it down? There's like the nice, put him on a bed of feathers. Or there's just the
club
him to
death. You can rent
the
Geo Metro and do it yourself for free. Honestly, like, I put down three dogs. And, you know, I'm always the guy who has to stay in the room with the dog because my parents are big pussies and they don't want to look them in the eye as they say, like, sorry, we failed you. So, you know, to watch the thing, you know, die in front of you, it's not pleasant. So, you know, if you're not prepared for that, like right now, then, you know, I would say spend the money. If you really honestly don't care because, you know, it didn't catch the frisbee when you threw it, then... So be it.
Jeff, let me ask you a question. If somebody put a gun to your head and said, listen, it's either your wife or your dog, who do you choose?
What? There's a little too much silence, I think, on the
Hello?
Phone.
Hello?
I got to think on that, actually. I'm going to have to say my wife.
Oh, okay.
I would expect that. But, are there people that would choose the dog over, like, a human loved one? Do you think
Oh, yeah, didn't you hear, what's her name? The hotel magnate, the female hotel magnate, what's her name?
Leona Helmsley.
Real rich bitch.
Leona Helmsley.
She can
kill with a smile.
She left all her money to her dog and her kids got nothing.
You know, she'll ruin your faith with her casual eyes. And, yeah, she left all her money to the fucking dog. What a bitch. What a fucking bitch. Oh, man. I don't know.
Like, listen, some people like their dogs more than people. Obviously, Germ's not one of them.
Now, listen to me, Jeff. All kidding aside, getting back to our original question, would you have a cap on how much you would spend to save your dog's life? Or is it...
It all depends what the likelihood that the dog will come out of it and have a decent life afterwards.
Say the dog will come out of it 100% if you spend...
Well, he's going to spend that, obviously. Let's say the dog comes out 75%.
No, that's not... Say the dog, if you... The doctor says, listen, if you spend 100 grand on the dog, it'll come out brand new like a puppy. Would you spend 100 Gs?
100 Gs? A lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot of fucking money for a goddamn $4,000 dog.
Yeah. So I guess you don't love a dog too much then.
Isn't 100 G's 100 grand?
Well, interestingly enough, would you spend 100 G's to save the life of your wife? I hate to put this, you know, put it to this, but I mean, I think it would be an obvious no-brainer that you would if you could.
And hopefully insurance.
So since you wouldn't do it for the dog, it means fuck the dog. Basically, I have a price that dog's life is worth to me.
You know, for me, there's not a price as long as the dog can come out of it, and you know, I don't have to see him like twitching and you know making weird sounds for the rest of his life. I just can't deal with that.
Now, what about this? If there was some mystical wizard that came, now this is really fucking stupid and insane that I'm even saying this, but if there was some kind of way for you to turn the dog back into the day you first got it, a fucking small puppy, by murdering it, would you do it? And you're not exactly sure it would work. 80% chance.
There are people that spend upwards of $1 million getting their animals cloned. So, I mean, for me personally, I don't have a lot of money. But, you know, for some people like dogs, there is no price to recapturing the experience they had with that animal. You know, for me, I don't know. I'd say probably like in the 10 grand range, I'd probably say, you know, now's the time to say goodbye.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never had a pet that I've wanted to, you know, save that much where I would say, you know what, if I had 20 grand right now to fix his fucking heart, I would do it. I've never had that thought.
Jeff, let me ask you a question, Jeff. Would you choose the life of your dog over a stranger or somebody you don't know? In other words, if somebody puts a gun to your head and says, listen, it's this stranger who you never met or your dog's life, would you save your dog's life?
Why is it always a gun to your head?
Because you don't want to die. We know you don't want to die. That's
right.
That's the given for most people.
So would you save a stranger over your dog?
I honestly would save my dog.
No. Wow.
Well, you would save your dog. You'd kill this complete asshole stranger that they pulled out of a Miata and just lay down this fucking road for you. Like, listen, you have to kill this guy or kill your dog. You'd kill the guy.
I would kill the guy, yeah.
Wow. Wow.
My dog's my family. I don't look my dog in the eye with his fucking sweet black eyes looking back at me and just fucking blow his head off. And then just shake the guy's hand like, you know, good luck, pal. Thanks a lot.
All right, what about...
Now, I want to respond to something that Gaz said here. He says, I don't understand because I only have a cat and dogs rule. But you know, I understand. Dogs are great. My girlfriend's got a dog that I'm very, very fond of. His name is Laddie Boy, and he is a very large Sheltie. So he's like a fucking collie or whatever. But he's awesome, and he's got personality, and he's great. And I think I would go to further lengths than I would to save any pet that I've ever had, even though he's not even my pet.
Ken, would you save your girlfriend's pet dog over your pet cat Ginger?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's what I just said. I would throw that cat out of a fucking plane to save the life of...
Cats don't need you. They really don't.
No, they don't want you until they're fucking hungry or they're, you know, they need something. They do their own fucking thing. They shit in their little clay box, whatever the fuck it is, that dusty bin. And then, you know, they do their own thing. Dogs have more of a personality. I can definitely see that. But, yeah, I would absolutely save Laddie before I saved my own cat.
I've been in bad situations with animals. I had a rabbit once that it was really sick. And I would walk by its cage and there'd be flies buzzing around it. And I didn't know why, but it had an open sore that never healed. And the flies laid eggs in the open wound. And one day I came home and my rabbit was half eaten alive by maggots.
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
Oh my
was still alive.
God.
And I'm like, I'm freaking out. I must have been like 15, 16 years old. And I took it into the house and my mother's like, take it out of the house. What are you doing with this?
The bugs are getting
like,
the walls!
It's dying! I don't know what to do! And then we're all freaking out. So my dad comes over, he's like, I'll take care of this. So he takes out his cleaver, I swear to God, 100% honest, and he chops off the rabbit's head. And he turns to me and he goes, problem solved.
Holy shit! That's fucking terrible.
And then we were all crying. Honestly, and then he took us out to the carnival like cotton candy was going to make it all okay.
Honestly, when you said that he was getting the cleaver out, I thought you were going to describe him trying to cut the bad parts out like a fucking piece of rotten celery. It just cut the brown off.
See,
it's delicious.
It's so good. It's so good.
Oh, my God. Miserable. That's awful. I mean, that vision stays with you forever, man.
I was working at Frank's Nursery and Crafts when... You know, that's where I worked during high school. and they had glue traps down, and there was just like a cardboard tunnel with glue on it, but the thing burst open, so it just became a flat pad of glue. And I was walking into the warehouse, and I saw there's like a bird just glued into this thing, and it was still alive, like flapping. So I'm like, oh, shit, I don't know what the fuck I'll do. I'll go up to the manager and be like, hey, you know, there's a bird stuck in the glue trap. So I go, he's like, oh, I'll take care of it, no big deal. We walk, we all go down there, I'm bullshitting with my friend, he goes, I fucking hate birds, brings his knee up to his chest, and boom, right on top of the fucking bird.
Oh my god.
Just
well, people just, they don't care about animals. Like, my dad hated that rabbit, because it, you know those rabbit shits they make?
Those little pellets.
But those they're little fucking shit. Round balls of shit, and there's just thousands of them, and they just leave them as they walk.
But it's clean shit. They're nice and dry. You know what I'm saying? They never have the runs. It's dry shit.
Frank, I hope one day you get a rabbit and mistake its shit for grape nuts. That's how fucking terrible I think you are sometimes. But honestly,
I apologize. You ever hit an animal, Jern?
Have you ever beat an animal?
I've never harmed an animal ever. I feel bad killing a spider, to be honest with you.
German Buddhist.
Have you ever killed tortured an animal? Anybody?
I ran over a squirrel, and like with my rotten luck, it survived, and half of it was just completely flat.
Oh my god!
And it just and I remember I was on my way to school, and it just looked at me like, why?
Just awful.
Why?
So what? Did you run over the rest of it to kill it?
I stepped on with the ball of my foot.
Oh my god.
You got out of the car to check on what you ran over?
I saw it and I felt it and I was like, oh fuck.
It's a squirrel though. It wasn't like you didn't mistake it for like a fucking fox or a bald eagle. Why did you turn around? Why did you get out of the car? It's a fucking squirrel. They're all over the place.
I don't know. I just feel guilty. I mean, if I had driven a little bit slower, he'd have made it to the other side.
I've never run over anything until recently. Like, I saw something. I don't even know what it was. I was on some like lonely dark road, and I just saw something bolt out, and then I felt the dum dum. I'm like, oh well, maybe it got away. I got places I have to be. It's fucking
twice. Twice I had two birds that flew into my car, and I killed them that way. But they flew into the car. I didn't hit them.
Keith from Best in Show is asking if it was a homeless guy. You know what? I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't think too many homeless people were doing the army crawl across the highway. It wasn't that tall.
Well, my uncle John's the guy they call when someone hits a deer. And he'll come over and either he'll kill it if it's dead, or he'll just take it back. And then he'll skin it and he'll turn it into venison steaks.
Awesome.
So he'll have like deer carcasses hanging in his garage.
So your uncle
like
is
like it's the fucking Rocky meat box.
So your uncle is VA messenger.
Hey Jeff, are you you pretty much an animal lover in general, not just dogs? Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to be a vet, and I interned at a veterinary hospital, and the first spay I saw, I passed out at the sight of blood. And they said, yeah, this is probably not the line of work for you.
Jesus.
So that was the end of my dream. But yeah, I really love animals.
Phone is ringing. Oh my god.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Foundry Music Jeff and Germ Freak, who is still advertising her own show with his hat. Who's this?
It's Crazed.
Oh, good God.
Oh, boy.
Crazed.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
What's going on?
I'm doing good, man.
You haven't had enough radio exposure for one day?
I dig it, but I figured I'd call in, you know, tell my story. I ran over an opossum once.
I thought someone might have hit you with a car.
Oh, boy.
And
the opossum, the opossum had a onesie on and a rattle, and it was in a crib, and I had to pull it out to run it over.
No, I was like, it was like almost like the Wild West movies. He was staring at me, and I was staring him down, and he was staring at me.
You finally met your staring match. something that isn't disgusted by your staring.
And I was in the car, and I was trying to figure out, why isn't this fucking possum moving? So I figured, oh, maybe if I drive over it, my car will just go over it and it'll drive over it safely. Well, boy, was I wrong. I bashed its fucking head in. And there was just like blood all over the place. And this thing was making these weird noises like,
So wait, Seth. Hold on, let me interrupt you. So something.
The sound he makes when he orgasms.
That's what I was going to say. This creature was laughing exactly as you do, so you decided to run it over because it wouldn't stop looking at you?
No. I was trying to just, like, get around it or whatever, you know? And it just wouldn't move.
It's Why don't you just tell one of your stories?
it'll play dead so you don't kill it.
It wasn't even playing dead. It was just staring at me with its glowing eyes and... It was even more creepier than I was.
Now, let me ask you something, Seth. Was this possum the original crazed hater?
I don't know if it was.
I think it was, and I think that's where you got your catchphrase. Why don't you hit us with the catchphrase real quick?
Fuck the crazed haters.
And the possums. You have to add that on, too.
And the possums.
Say it again. The whole thing.
Fuck the crazed haters and the possums.
That's right. Thank you very much for calling in, Crazed.
Take care, man.
See ya. Wow. So if you're in a staring contest with Crazed, there's a strong likelihood that you'll have the word Firestone embedded into your torso. Amazing.
Ironically, Crazed was also gestated in a pouch.
Holy shit.
It's,
yeah, you know...
Quite an interesting dilemma.
Did you say dilemma?
Yeah, why?
You really did.
Yeah.
Interesting. Because I think I have something for that. I have something for that. Oh, sorry.
Now it's time for Germ Freak's Dilemmas.
This is the part of the show where Frank wonders a lot of things. He's put in a quandary, and he's made to choose between two things. What are they? You can get with this, or you can get with that. That's right. All right, Frank, what do you got for us
and
today?
I was hoping FM Jeff could help us out with this as well. Would you give up 10 years of your life for $10 million?
10 years for $10 million. Jeff, what do you think about that?
Yes.
I think I would. I would now. I think you may have asked this before, but I'm changing my mind. Right now I want 10 mil. I'll be able to enjoy whatever years I have left a little bit better. With 10 in the sock.
I agree. I'd rather enjoy it in my prime.
It's true. Okay. Oh, wait. Now, wait. Wait. If you give up
10 years ago, but
if you give up 10 years, are you accelerating the shitty 10 years? Or are you just going to say you will die in your prime? Because if it's taking out, like, which 10 am I losing?
The last 10 years of your life.
Oh, no brainer. No brainer. I want to know when it's morning, noon, and night. So take those last 10 from me. I'll be glad to accept your $10 million. What do you got next on Germ Freak's
Dilemma? Okay, this is similar to that. Would you give up 10 years of your life if you were guaranteed to never be sick or suffer any pain until your death? In other words, if you were guaranteed that you'll never be sick, you'll never feel any pain, would you give up 10 years of your life?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I would think the last 10 years of the life where you would get the most sickness.
Yeah, pretty much. I would say absolutely. Because then what you're saying is I'm immortal. I can go fuck every female in Africa, and I can't get AIDS. This is amazing. Thank you. I can have all the open sores I want and live in a rabbit cage, and Jeff's dad will never cut my head off with a fucking cleaver. Because I won't be diseased. No brainer again. What's up next?
Would you rather do 50 push-ups or 50 sit-ups?
Sit-ups. Ooh. I'd say sit-ups.
I'm going to say push-ups.
I'd say sit-ups because you can fake sit-ups. Sometimes you just get that half a sit-up in there. They'll count it.
I definitely got to go for the push-ups myself.
You would do that? You can't do 50 push-ups? Or 50 sit-ups, rather?
I don't know if I could do push-ups easier than I could do sit-ups.
Okay.
What about pull-ups?
50 pull-ups? Versus...
I can't do them now, but I could in high school. Let me tell you that much.
Jeremy, there's no way you could even do your age, which is 48 versus 50.
I'm 38. Thank you. 37.
Pull-ups was like how you chose if like the guy was tough back in high school. Like, remember the guy who couldn't do one, and then everyone would just fucking laugh at him.
Right.
Oh, I fucking hated that. That and rope climb.
Rope climbing was great though. So what's next on the before we start discussing the shuttle run and floor hockey on Hear Us Talk? That's hearustalk.com. I don't care how you spell here anymore. I just don't. Absolutely not. We have a caller here. It's 316-768-4472. Did we lose him? Yeah, we did. Doesn't matter. Fuck him. What's next on Dilemmas, Jerm?
Would you rather lose your taste buds or lose your sense of touch?
Holy shit. Taste buds. Mm. I'm going to say taste buds. You're going to get rid of touch?
Who, me?
I love to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we do have a caller here after all. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Foundry Music Jeff and a baseball cap wearing Germ Freak. Who's this?
Yo, it is Tilt215.
Tilt215. Oh, what's going on?
Dude, I'm calling you from the beach in lovely, beautiful. Well, I'm actually right on the fucking border of Honolulu and Waikiki. Literally, I'm kind of somewhere right on the border. I think I'm going to run down and see Dog the Bounty Hunter in a minute.
That's awesome. You know where we are? We're in the fucking tri-state area.
So, dude, look, it's a beautiful sunshiny day. Stand in the Pacific Ocean. Look, I'll even walk out on the water for you guys. I'll give you guys a feel for being here with me.
Are you in the water now?
I'm standing in the water right now.
Could you just, like, jump up and down so you can hear the splashing a little bit?
Yeah, well, you know what? I can do that just for you guys.
Yeah, okay, how about keep going till you find a riptide.
Let me know when you hit the international date line.
So guys, I'm restarting my streak. You know, I had some problems with my mom being in the hospital, so I kind of missed a couple weeks. But I'm restarting the streak. So
you're still trying to do this? You're like 30 shows behind.
Look,
have to hope that VA messenger gets in some kind of a coal mining accident and is unable to call in for 30 weeks.
With all that dancing he does, I'm shocked that he has time to call in.
Well, I've seen the video. He is a good dancer, I'll say that. He's got a little rhythm. I have to say, when I saw the video that they were streaming in the Opie fan room, I thought of one song, really. One magical song. This is Jerm's song. Feel free to join in, Frank, if you want.
It's not my song.
It is your song.
Where did you come from? It's Virginia. It's in your username.
All right, enough of that shit.
Hey, guys, can I just, to restart an old bit, give a shout out to Barb?
You're shouting out to Barb.
Take care, guys.
You have the balls to shout out to Barb. From Honolulu while she's stuck in New Jersey.
Look, you know.
Did you go on a one-person plane?
Did I go on a one-person plane?
Yeah, what's the deal?
Well, I didn't pay for my ticket. I'm out here for work.
Oh, I see. Well, you know what? You're looking for a streak?
Yeah, so...
Okay, you're on number one. Goodbye. Thank you, Till. Enjoy the fucking tropics, dick. Jesus.
Jeez.
Oh, my God, they won't stop calling here. Who is this? 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Foundry Music Jeff and a baseball cap wearing not-too-well-lit Germ Freak. Who's this?
Yo, it's VA Messenger. What's
VA
up?
Messenger checking. Oh. You're the staple. Keeping it alive. The Joe DiMaggio of shitty internet radio.
I just saw that I just logged in because I'm getting ready to set up my Wii. And I had to get on the show because I saw Tilt was calling in trying to keep some streak alive.
I don't even think you can call one show a streak. You know, I mean, you could say that, yeah, I'm calling in, I'm having a good time. You can't call it a streak yet. I mean,
yeah.
You should, how do you get yourself in the mindset that where you're prepared to call in again and keep this alive?
He's an amateur, total amateur.
Exercise, diet, vitamins.
So, hey,
fucking cocksucker. You're setting up your Wii. Oh, wait, tell me
I'm
about the Wii.
My Wii. And I've heard about this amazing game called Mario Kart.
Yeah.
And I want to play it.
Enjoy your game. See you later, VA. Holy shit, Germ, where were we in this twisting chasm of a fucking bit that we were trying to do here?
I'm just trying to you know.
We were trying to choose between this and that.
Did we solve the taste buds and the
yes.
sense of touch? Okay, I apologize.
It's a toss up. I want my sense of touch. Jeff loves fucking food. And you, I don't even know. I don't think you want to feel anything.
Okay, next question.
Next.
Would you rather watch a porno with your parents or not watch porno for 1 year?
For a year?
Yes. So you either can watch a porno movie. Here, let me say,
I don't even need a second option. What was
you could either watch a porno movie with your parents or you could not watch or you don't watch porno for a year.
Now is this now why I have to if I don't do it, I have to give it up for a year.
Yes, you cannot watch anything pornographic for 1 year.
So I mean, this is pretty.
Would I have to jerk off, or do we just watch it?
Yeah, I mean, I would just get the popcorn bucket and just be like, "That's hilarious." He should be doing menial labor, and she should be not tanning anymore. Why is this blonde woman with this black? What's the deal, Dad? Turn it into a big joke. It's a no brainer. I think. Jeff, would you watch porno with your parents?
Like I said, do I have to fucking jerk off or do I just kind of watch it?
Let's clarify
You're just sitting down on the couch watching it with them. That's it. Hands are in your pockets or in the air. It doesn't matter.
I got to tell you, we were flipping through the channels and we landed on Cinemax and like my dad and my mom were there and I just let it linger for like a couple of seconds too long and the fucking tension you could cut with a knife. Like, hey, we're all watching something sexual, and I'd never want to feel that feeling again. I would give it up for a year.
I have to believe that after the first 5 minutes, you know, what else could there really be? You got to get to talking. Chris here has the ideal icebreaker. He would say, hey, Ma, check that cock out. He would break it on open like that. Jerm, what would you do? Would you give porn up for a year or watch it with your mother?
I'd watch it with my mother.
You couldn't give it up for a year, out of respect for your fucking mom.
Well, listen, I
so you're basically saying that you would want your son Luke to watch a porno with your wife.
Oh shit!
Rather than give up a year of porno,
I'll give it up for a year then.
Oh man, this is archived. He's gonna hear this when he's an adult, and he's gonna know what daddy would have chose.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's going to break out the interracial hardcore.
You can only answer that, though, if you've ever been caught in a sexual situation by your parents. Have your parents ever caught you, Jerm? Jerking off or otherwise?
No, my mother's very, she's not a prude, but, you know, I don't think I'd have a problem not watching it for a year. It's not that big of a deal, really.
That's not answering my question.
Yeah, she definitely caught him. All right, let's move on to the next one. What do we got here?
All right, this is on a similar thing. Question: would you rather watch porno with your friends or watch porno that stars your friends?
Oh man!
In other words, would you rather watch a porno movie with your friends or watch a porno movie that has your friends in the movie?
Well, I've done both, so Jesus. I guess, no, I'm seriously, I've done both.
I would probably watch the one that starred my friends. Sorry, Shawnee Murphy and Jimmy Rhodes, but I don't want to sit with you and enjoy something. I can block parts of it out. I've done it all my life.
Well,
I can focus in on what I want to see, and I'll look at that.
Ken, you do have that phobia of, of being excited in front
it's
of
not, it's
men.
Not a phobia. It's just something I don't want to do. Like, for example, some people don't like chocolate ice cream. Well, my chocolate ice cream that I don't like is being aroused and sitting next to dudes. I don't know about you. I don't want to be... I don't want to say to the guys, hey, let's all get erections and hang out. It's not my thing.
I see.
Me and my friends used to watch porno, like, when we had those chips for the cable boxes that, you know, that unscramble the video. And, I don't know, we would, like, jerk off underneath our sheets and watch it. And, like, no one just mentioned the fact that it was going on. We just kind of enjoyed ourselves on our own private time. It's not gay.
Well, that's a different bit altogether. Jeremy, what's the next one?
All right. Okay. Would you rather be blind but be able to talk, or be deaf and not be able to talk? So you can be blind and talk, or deaf and not be able to, or deaf and not be able to talk.
But I'll have my eyesight if I'm deaf and
yes,
and
you'll have your eyesight.
I gotta have my eyesight. I need my eyesight.
I need.
I gotta go with eyesight. Eyesight over anything.
Eyesight is the second most important sense. Just under touch in my book. You have to feel things, otherwise you're going to be dead. You're going to be completely jaded to living. And you have to see. I'm sorry. Sorry, blindsies. Your life sucks.
I don't want to have to be led, by, led around by a dog and then have to...
But you love him, and you'd spend thousands to save him.
Right.
If I was... See, if I were a blind person and I had my helper dog, as I like to call him, I would definitely pay an exorbitant amount of money to get him fixed up. Because he's my eyes.
What if he had bad teeth?
Oh, fuck him. I'm not gonna chop up dog food. What's up next? Do you have anything else there?
I just have maybe one or two more, and then I could resolve my dilemmas. Okay.
Okay. Your dilemmas will be resolved after this one or two more. Okay.
After I have two more questions. Okay. Would you rather have permanent cheese doodle fingers, red pistachio fingers, or honey roasted peanut fingers?
Permanent cheese doodle fingers? So I have permanent either orange, red, or what was the other one?
Honey roasted peanut fingers.
Oh man. Well, if they're permanent, the flavor never goes away, right?
Do the fingers have a flavor?
The flavor's always there, just like you just had noodles.
That's delicious. I'm going to go with the peanuts because I, you know, just put a little jelly on my fingers. I don't even need lunch. Just lick it on up. God damn it, Rob Gates.
Little fingers get on everything if I touch them because I can't deal with that. If I'm putting on a white shirt, I don't need fucking crumbs all over
gloves.
Me.
That's why we have gloves. For those that are afflicted with permanent snack food stains on their fingers.
I would
go with... fingers.
God, it would suck having a foreskin trying to jerk off with cheese doodle fingers. Get the fucking crumbs that always generate stuck in your folds. What a mess.
I'd go for the honey roasted myself.
I would go with this pistachio because there's no texture to that. It's just a color.
But you're always gonna have red fingers.
I'd always be caught red-handed.
I see.
Awful.
Okay.
But I'd be able to at least
enjoy the absurdities tonight.
We have it's just madcap mayhem and all this bullshit.
Yes.
And you said you had one more, Jerm?
I have one more.
By the way, what would you choose? I don't think we heard.
I said I'd choose the honey roasted peanuts.
And Jeff?
Oh, delicious.
What would you choose?
I maybe just go with the Cheetos for now, and if I get tired of it, I'll go to the roasted.
We didn't say Cheetos. We're talking about Utz. Utz brand cheese balls.
Oh, fuck that then. I'll go with the nuts then.
Okay. See, it's a whole different world out there, Jerm. What's the last one you have here for Jerm Freak's Dilemmas?
The last one is as follows. Would you rather know everything you know now or know everything you don't know now? You want to repeat that?
Okay, so I wouldn't know what I know now, but I would know everything else.
You wouldn't know what you know now, but you'd know new things.
I would know everything but what I know now.
Exactly.
So it's like if you lived your life in reverse, you would know everything from the end to the beginning.
That's easy. That's obviously easy to me. because I've made choices so that I don't have to know things that I don't want to know. For example, I don't want to know what it's like to be you, Frank. No offense.
Excuse me?
I'm going to say keep what I have now. Jeff, what do you think about that one?
I want to know what I don't know.
You want to know? Well, now, why is that?
Because I know what I know already, and it's not that great.
And Frank, what do you think about that?
I got to stay with what I know already.
You're going to keep it? Now, why are you doing that?
Because I'm afraid of change.
Change scares Germ Freak. That's it. That's Germ Freak's dilemmas. There they go. There they go, yo. There they go. Just fade that out nicely. Just garbage. Why did it even fade that up again? Thank you. That's pretty good. At least we figured out some things, made some decisions, solved a few dilemmas.
Yes.
And also we found out about pets.
Yes.
Well, I want to thank you, Jeff. We're going to take a break here. Thank you for being a part of that.
Thank you.
Oh.
Hack the planet.
The pleasure is all on this side of the Skype, my friend. It's all on this side of the Skype.
I'll see you after the show for some email parodies.
Oh, yeah. Sweeping the Pal Talk Nation. Songs about sleeves and having tattoos that make
sense. Oh, by the way,
sense.
we saw Lee this weekend, and he couldn't be a better sport about it.
Lee's a good guy. I have to say, every time I've met him, I've always greeted him instead of hello with, step up, pussy! Step up! And he's always a good guy about it. I can't say enough about Lee. But I will tonight in song. Thank you very much, Jeff.
Bye.
See ya. All right, Germ, we're going to take a break here. I think you got back in the Germ Freak Radio saddle, I guess you could say.
I did. I got back in the saddle again.
I wasn't going to go that far with it. But this is the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. Thank you.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
Next up, it's Germ Freak Radio! That's gay, that's so fucking corny, I'm embarrassed I even said that. Alright, calm down. Okay, ladies and... What's that? Oh. Alright, let's go.
Yeah, you know what, dude? You know what? I have a bad feeling about this. I mean, are you even ready to do this?
I have them all written out.
I mean, we haven't done it in a while, dude. I honestly don't think you can do it.
Oh, I can do it, and I will do it on the first shot, as I always do.
Well, let's hear it.
VH1 slide this band at number 7. Fuck! VH1 slide this band at number 79 on its 100 Greatest Artists of Hard Rock. This 1980s hair man... Fuck! VH1 slotted this band at number 79 on its 100 Greatest Artists of Hard Rock. It also rated it at number 59 on... This band... VH1 slotted this band at number 79 on its 100... VH1 slotted this band at number 79 on its 100 Greatest Artists of Hard Rock. From their 7th studio album... fuck! Alright. VH1 slotted this band at number 79 on its 100 Greatest Artists of Hard Rock. The following song is from their 1984 Breakthrough album, which... I'm sorry. I apologize. VH1 slotted this band at number 79 on its 100 Artists of Hard Rock. They were Breakthrough... The video for the following song featured an aging Milton Berle. This March of 1984 breakthrough song for hair. The video for this band featured an aging Milton Berle from their breakthrough album Out of the Cellar, which featured Tony Katane actually crawling into a cellar. This is... All right, you know what? Okay, I'm sorry. All right, calm down. VH1 slide this band at number 79 on its 100 Greatest Artists of Hard Rock. The song that I'm going to play tonight is from their breakthrough 1984 album, Out of the Cellar. The cover of this album graced a young Tony Katane crawling into a basement. This song, number 51 as per VH1's 100 Greatest Song of the 80s. What comes around goes around. I'll tell you why. It's Round and Round by Rat!
DJ New Style Show.
Donna! Donna! Is Sophie outside? What about Marvin? Because I heard somebody barking. All right. Don't bother me for 2 hours, please.
Hello, anonymous internet. I'm DJ New Style. Nice to meet you, bitches.
Oh.
Most definitely nice to meet all of you bitches out there right now. The DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk Tuesday nights. That's hearustalk.com. Number is 316-768-4472. You can go to djnewstyle.com. Why not? djnewstyleshow.com. We own every domain on the internet except for assfuckingclowns.com. But we'll get it, bitches. Getting a domain broker today. Jerem, how are you? How was the break treating you?
It was a good urination.
I hope so. I would hope for nothing less. Did you go by your dog, catch a waft of that,
no,
that
but I
sour
did get,
breath?
I did have coffee urine, so I got a smell of my Cafe Americano.
Did you put milk in it?
Just half and half.
See, there's nothing worse to me. Like, I don't like using the milk that's out there because I'm always leery of it being sour. Like, I'll sniff milk, and I don't know what fresh milk smells like because I'm always nervous that it's going to be sour, so... Oh, my God, I can't help but be sexy tonight.
Do you always check the date?
They don't have the date. I mean, like, at home, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
I do. And when I see the date, that's when I start... I'm like, oh, fuck, dude. It's over with. This milk is done. I sniff them. Oh, it smells sour. It smells sour. People will use it for, like, a week later. I have to throw it out immediately.
So if it's past the expiration date, but it still smells good, you'll still throw it out?
See, I'll never know when it smells good because in my head, I trick myself into thinking that it's all fucking sour. I'll catch that, like, because you sniff the edge of the milk jug and they have that little dried milk crust. And maybe I think I'm picking up a little of that, but milk always smells sour to me. So the smell test always fucking fails. So I never know when to do it. So I'm forced to trust that date. I'm forced to. Now, what about you? Do you live and die by the date like I have?
I do. I smell it. I smell it even if I have 2 weeks left on the friggin' thing. I'll smell it.
You just bought it, opened it up, and you have to smell it because you're hoping that somebody's gonna fuck you over. So you can
when you buy the milk, do you do what most? You know, you don't take the first one, you go behind and that whole scenario as you drink your beverage.
I'm drinking water, something I don't have to sniff. Unless of course it's been left out and has become a spit or vomit cup. I will grab the milk from behind the milk because who knows? Maybe that one's older. The fresh stuff is always in the back. I don't know why I do it. I just do it. I'm fucked up to that extent. Chris, from Best in Show. You can check them out on Heroes Talk as well. They're also at bestinshowradio.com. It says, milk smells and tastes disgusting. Screw it. Screw it. I'm going to see, you know what? I'm done with milk. This day forward, water and cereal. Just toot that way, Jerem.
Well, I mean, I have mixed. Well, let me ask you this question. Did you ever pour a bowl of cereal and then pour the milk in and realize later that you didn't check the date on the milk?
No, if I poured it, I'm going to eat it. That's pretty much it. And I'm getting more shit from Chris over here. He says, cereal, come on, you're not nine. Well, I'm not. I don't eat the kids' cereal anymore. I eat the grown-up, tasteless gravel cereal that I love.
Dude, you don't eat any kids' cereal ever? Not even the Cocoa Pebbles, the king of the kids' cereals?
the champion of kids' cereals? I don't. I don't eat those. Number one, I don't have them in my house. If I don't have it in my house, dude.
But you're in my house.
But the thing is, if I did, I probably would if it was the only thing available. But I don't want to. You eat it because you have kids. That's why. I mean, before you had kids, were you eating this shit?
No, but I'll tell you, that Cocoa Pebbles is like dessert. I mean, it's you could eat that whole box. It's delicious. The taste on your back of your tongue is just. Mouthwatering, it's delicious.
But it's breakfast should not be delicious like that. It shouldn't taste like candy. Breakfast should almost be punishment. It should be tasteless blob of egg whites on toast that is, you know, equally tasteless. No butter, nothing. That's how I like my breakfast. I'm getting ready for a shitty day. I may as well prep it with a shitty meal. Now, the only time I'll enjoy my breakfast is if I'm out at a buffet or something like that. But with the kids' cereals, the milk changes colors. You get the Cocoa Pebbles, it probably turns into that, like, chocolate milk substance.
Okay. Milk, let me say something. Just to, what you just said is making my stomach turn. The cereal milk residue from cereal is utterly repulsive.
Why are you calling it milk residue?
It's milk residue because
it's milk now. It's taken on different.
It's mixed. It's milk and saliva, because you're putting the spoon back and forth in your mouth, and you're getting saliva dripping out of your lips, and it's just disgusting. I will literally almost pass out if I watch somebody eat cereal. It makes me vomit.
If you see somebody eat it? So
yes.
It's not often that you see people eating cereal. You're basically saying that if you see your kids eat breakfast, you will be compelled to vomit.
If I see them... Listen, my wife drinks the milk, okay?
I do that too. When you're done with the cereal, if you put too much milk in, you're not going to throw it out. It's a waste. You drink the milk.
No, because you're drinking back your saliva.
It's my saliva.
Listen, you might as well just spit in a fucking cup and drink that. Because you're mixing saliva and milk together. Because you put that spoon in your mouth, you put it back out, and the little saliva is getting back in the thing, back up, back down, back up. It's repulsive.
How do you consume a beverage? How do you ever drink anything? Do you have just pre-sealed ounce packages that you just throw into your mouth and spit the container out?
No, because when you drink...
You're going to draw it from a cup, you're going to backwash in it. It goes in your mouth, and it goes back in a little bit. A little bit, but it's there. What's the big fucking deal?
When you're drinking, it's going backwards into your system. See? That makes
no
sense.
No, if I tilt my fucking head back like you just demonstrated, this water would be all over the floor.
Listen, there's nothing
you take
more...
it, look, watch. I'm going to teach you how to drink. Look. Delicious. Now there's saliva in this. And you know what? I'll finish it to the last fucking drop.
There's nothing more repulsive than wet food, especially when it's in the sink. It's wet. Excuse me?
What are you talking about? What's wet food to you?
When you have food in the sink, and you put food in the sink, and it gets wet, it's just like the liquid at the bottom of a fucking trash bag. It's that disgusting. Okay?
So wait, now give me an example of some food that you would see in the sink that is wet.
Well, like say you have breakfast or something, and you finish half the toast, and the toast gets wet, the eggs get wet, everything gets wet, the bread, the this, the that. It's just repulsive. Wet food is repulsive. The stuff in the drain is just awful. It's awful.
Who the fuck doesn't just? I'm so busy. I'm gonna leave this half a toast and half of a fucking egg on the plate and put it in the sink. Who does that?
Well, sometimes you can't finish it. You're in a rush or something.
You go to the garbage can and fucking scrape it out. It's no big deal.
But my point is this: it's with the cereal. When you have that I can only eat the cereal that's above the milk. Once it gets saturated and polluted with the milk, I cannot eat it anymore. I don't
You're
like
out
milk.
Of your fucking mind. The
I'll
minute
go fuck
it, off. No. The minute cereal gets submerged by milk. So you're saying you have to have a full bowl and only pick from the top mountain of cereal? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
You're out of your goddamn mind.
I'm not out of my mind.
To me, I like when the milk takes on the dye of the kid's
cereal. Oh, that's repulsive.
No, as a kid, I used to like Irish Curse says here, Apple Jacks. I liked the red milk or whatever you'd get out of it. The what's another one? The Trix. You'd get that like rainbow colored milk. That was good as a kid. It repulses me now to see it because isn't it kind of like an oil slick on the top of it at times?
The worst oil slick is when you get that Reese's peanut butter fucking cup cereal. You get a residue of it looks like there was an oil
like
spill.
Valdez. Chocolate Valdez.
I was gonna say that, but I didn't want to make a reference to something that happened so long ago.
Oh, but it's a common reference. And how great would it have been if Valdez was like a crashed chocolate tanker? That would have been delicious to clean those fucking ducks.
Right.
You would see people licking ducks in the face. It would be good for the environment and the sweet tooth. Go on. I'm sorry. Sorry to interrupt.
That's quite all right. I'm used to it. So you are a drinker of the milk residue. Is that what you're saying?
Now, this is something that Rob Giggs is going to have a fucking field day with. But when I'm eating cereal, I will drink the leftover milk.
Okay. I see.
I mean,
okay.
Well, what's wrong with that? I mean, what do you do with it? You obviously still eat cereal.
I cannot even watch somebody eat cereal. Especially when the drip of the milk comes, the spoon, the milk drips off the spoon off your lip and on your chin.
How do you have time to even notice all this shit? I mean, like, I'm a really quick eater. I eat my food relatively quickly, but I don't have time to notice what everybody else is doing. I just eat my food, join in on any conversation that's going on, and that's that, dude. How do you have the time to do this?
I'm very perceptive.
You're a slow eater. Another thing that's pointed out by Chris from Best in Show. Oh my God, I'm sorry. Listen, I said it before. I can't help but be sexy tonight. I'm sorry. He says that pudding skin rules. Now, that pudding skin is something that disgusted me as a kid. I always want the pudding to be like pudding. I never wanted any hard surfaces or textures in it.
Right. I never, whenever my mother made the fucking cooked pudding, it used to piss me off. I want the fucking pudding that doesn't have that fucking film on top. I can't take it. I hated that cooked pudding. She said, oh, I made pudding. I go in there, there's a fucking film on top of my pudding, for Christ's sake. It's repulsive.
So maybe you just don't eat it. Don't eat the fucking pudding.
And even if you try to take that skin and flip it over and chop it up, you still get that hard skin in your mouth.
But think about it this way. It's like a chocolate fruit roll-up. You peel it off.
Well,
just eat it separately.
You know what? I think
that's
what you have to do. You're getting that from Seinfeld, obviously, because they had pudding skin singles. So obviously you're copying from Seinfeld.
I am not copying from Seinfeld. I'm just suggesting. No. First of all, before you ever call me a fucking hack, you're like that fucking asshole cover band that wears his own t-shirt. You're wearing a fucking DJ New Style Show hat on your fucking shitty lit cam. Anyway, what I'm saying is, I like to separate the things. I don't mix everything together like a goddamn dog like you. I peel the skin, the pudding skin, and I eat this pudding skin, and then I enjoy the pudding. And it's no fucking issue. I have two snacks now.
Wait a second. Wait, hold on. Wait. You saying that you peel the skin off first, consume the skin, and then finish the rest of the pudding?
Two snacks for the price of one. And sometimes you don't even get the pudding skin. Guess what? You just have a delicious bowl of pudding the way you like it.
Like, you're supposed to take it and mash it up and mix it all together.
No, you're not. That's why you're so displeased with all this work that your mother put forth. And you're so fucking pissed off. And I have to eat the pudding. You just take the skin off and you eat it. It's a chocolate fruit roll-up. It's a chocolate roll-up. You can't call it a fruit roll-up because it's chocolate or whatever. But.
And the funny thing was the pudding that had the skin on it was actually more work because that had to be cooked.
Yeah. It's not that instant shit.
Right, right. But yet I preferred the instant.
You did.
See?
Your mom put in more work and you didn't give a fuck.
Exactly.
But that's what I do, Jerm. I take my meal and I separate. I eat the separate things. Like, if I have, for example, the classic breakfast, if I'm out enjoying my breakfast as opposed to punishing myself, preparing myself for an awful day, I'll go to the diner and get two eggs over medium with the home fries, the bacon, and the toast. Now, I'll eat the home fries first. I'll eat the bacon second, the toast.
My toast.
Wheat, obviously. I'll eat the toast, and then I leave the eggs for last. That's my favorite thing.
Wait a second. Wait.
It's the main event. It's the main
event
of the meal.
What? Stop.
What?
Stop. You eat the toast. Do you consume and finish the toast before the eggs?
Yes.
Okay, do you realize the purpose of the toast when you're having eggs the way you're having them? You know what the purpose of the toast is, don't you?
To be eaten.
Okay.
The ultimate purpose of the toast is to be eaten. Don't fucking tell me that because I don't always scrape up the egg yolk that I'm committing some kind of a fucking treasonous act.
No. But, all right. You know what? Somebody should teach you how to eat because you
how
take
you
the toast.
Fine. What do you do?
You dip the toast in the yolk, obviously.
I separate everything.
Stop it up.
I eat everything separate and I save my favorite thing for last so I can enjoy the meal a little better. That way I get the main event at the end. You have all the undercard fighters. You go through all the undercards, then you get to the main event. I go through the fucking potatoes. Yeah, Raph, the hash, the bacon, the toast. And here it is, the wonderful, glorious eggs right on my plate. Ready to be eaten, ready to be enjoyed. Now, what sucks is if I've saved the eggs and they're poorly prepared, my entire meal's ruined.
No.
Ruined. You know, and I don't know about it until everything's gone.
Don't you enjoy the burst of flavor when you combine all those foods in your mouth at one time?
I'm not going to lie. I do that on occasion. But the way I normally do it is I eat everything separate. Let's go with steak and potatoes and vegetables. I eat the vegetables, the potatoes, and the steak.
Wow.
Well, okay. That's a pretty difficult one to mash up into a goddamn fucking animal food bowl.
Like you don't like to get... Listen to me. You don't like to get a little potatoes on a fork with the meat and put it in your mouth to get the delicious
flavor? I know what
flavor?
You're doing. You're turning that plate into 100 meals. You're getting each fork is a full taste of that meal to you, isn't it? You have a little bit of every element on the fork every time you eat. Isn't that right? You have potatoes, vegetables, and steak on it.
That is true.
See, you want more meals. I just want to enjoy mine. I'm not going to get greedy.
How do you eat your Thanksgiving meal?
Now that's the exception.
Now, why is that an exception?
Because it's the perfect meal. Every element lends itself so well to just blending together. You can have that Indian summer colored mashed mix that you just put on a fucking biscuit and chew. It's just delicious. The squash, the corn, the mashed potato, that's a completely separate thing.
But so you're telling me that on Thanksgiving you eat everything together?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you realize that you could have that all the time?
But it would cheapen meals, it! You're cheapening my Thanksgiving! You're cheapening my Thanksgiving!
You could have Thanksgiving meal every fucking night!
No! I can't. There's no turkey. There's none of that shit. I like it with that. I like to keep it for that one time a year. And you know what else? I'm going to say St. Patrick's Day as well. I like holiday foods mixed up. It's a holiday time. Time to get crazy and loose. Put it all together and eat it. But any other meal, if I'm just out, I'm gonna do what I want to do. You're the goddamn hog looking for a trough that you just shove your fucking head in and eat. Are you a quick eater?
Very quick. I enjoy the quicker I eat my food, the more I enjoy it. Like I'll eat if I eat something, I have to put the whole thing in my mouth because I feel the flavorness better like that. Like, if I eat a cookie or something, I have to shove the whole thing in my mouth because that's how I get the full flavor, by putting it all in my mouth and just letting it just absorb into my taste buds.
You're out of your fucking mind. The entire thing. So how do you eat a birthday cake? You have to cut it into pieces. You can't shove an entire cake in your fucking mouth.
Dude, I don't put a whole... I'll take a slice and put it in my mouth.
I have to put the whole thing in my mouth to get the flavor.
The faster I eat it, the better I enjoy it. That's all I can say.
Okay, how do you handle The
first bite isn't always the best bite, you know. People say that. Oh, the first bite's always the best. The second one's not too bad either.
For you, you're making them all the same. There is no difference in bites for you. Every bite to you is the same. There's no variety in your life. I want some potatoes, some bacon, toast. Eggs. That's what I want. It's all I want out of life, for Christ's sakes. Jesus. And, okay, how would you approach crab legs or lobster?
You know damn well I don't eat seafood, so let's not even go there.
Honestly, I don't even consider that shit seafood, because all the people who say, I don't eat fish, they all eat fucking crabs and lobsters. But I don't like fish, though.
I don't eat any seafood whatsoever. Tuna included.
You gotta eat tuna. Why don't you eat tuna?
Tuna is...
Even like tuna salad?
I don't eat
any
tuna.
Any form of tuna you don't eat?
I don't eat any fish, any tuna at all.
You are an asshole.
You know what? My wife makes tuna in the kitchen. The whole fucking house reeks of tuna. So, it's just repulsive.
So that makes you not want to eat it?
No. It's not... I don't like fish, period.
Really?
Yes. Thank you. But when she makes that tuna, the counter smells, the refrigerator smells... It's just vile. It's just a vile, vile thing.
I suggest you try a nice piece of swordfish. It's like it's like chicken steak almost, and you get a little bit of fishiness to you. It's a blend of flavors. Grill it up. See, look at this. Spickle, our buddy Jimmy Spickle, is calling you a fake Italian.
What's that supposed to mean?
You're fake Italian. What do you do on Christmas Eve? What do you do on Christmas Eve? What do all you Ginzo Wops do on Christmas Eve? You go around, I eat 7 different kinds of fucking fish. I got things with fucking tentacles. I got fucking calamari. And what do you eat? Kicks?
Because
it's germ tested, no oil slick, mother approved. What do you eat?
I just eat the pasta part. I don't eat the fish. I don't eat any of it.
No shrimp?
I can't even be in the same room as it's being cooked. I have to leave the room.
What's the closest you've gotten to eating something that might be considered seafood? Have you eaten anything that could be considered seafood? Like maybe a shrimp?
Never.
Never?
One time I had clam sauce.
And what's wrong with that? Clam sauce is delicious.
I just...
You're listening to the DJ Neustyle Show on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com, 316-768-4472. You want to call up, talk about your favorite dishes. Like for me, I love fish and all kinds of seafood. Germ Freak doesn't. Isn't he wacky? That's the type of show we're bringing to y'all. Oh my goodness, we actually do have a caller though. A friend of ours. Oh my God, He's getting his fucking truck washed or something. Ryan the Trucker, you're on the DJ Neustyle Show with Germ Freak. Who's this? Wait, I already know who it is. What am I asking? I'm an asshole.
What's up, guys? Hey, Frank, man. You do realize that fish has less germs than any kind of other meat you can think of?
I was not aware of that. But that's still
yeah, there is more bad shit in beef and pork and chicken than you'll ever find in fish.
That's very interesting. We're having a little trouble hearing. I'm going to talk to you. Germ's just going to sit there and not want to eat fish. What would you suggest for him to try? Something that's maybe not so fishy, just to get him in the game.
Orange Ruffy. Orange Ruffy has no fishy flavor to it. It actually tastes like almost like a buttered croissant.
Sounds like a fucking card game my grandma wants to play. What is it?
I love Orange Ruffy. Orange Ruffy is my all-time favorite. It has no fishy flavor to it. It's got a really awesome texture. It's almost like puffy kind of feeling in your mouth. And it's got a buttery flavor to it.
You know all about that, don't you? Puffy feeling in your mouth. Well, thank you very much for calling in, Ryan. We'll let you go. And as far as Orange Ruffy, I prefer spades or hearts, maybe. Maybe 31 or casino. I like other card games. Not all about that. Jesus, you got to get in the game. Have you ever even had a Filet-O-Fish sandwich?
When I was in grammar school...
Have you?
When they had the, are you talking to me?
Yes, you.
Okay, can I answer it?
Yeah.
And I'm going to go with a Filet-O-Fish sandwich.
Have you had one? No?
What the hell was that?
Oh, it was just our caller. We actually have another caller at 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ Neustyle Show on HearUsTalk.com. Who's this?
Raph, just chilling in my house, guys.
Oh, dude.
I'm in my house.
Dude, he's calling from his house, dude.
His house.
What's up?
Yeah.
What's up, Raphael?
Germ Freak Frank.
Raphael, let me ask you a question, Raphael. You're an Italian gentleman, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Why do you have a Spanish first name, Raphael? That's Spanish. It's
You'd
Spanish.
Have to talk to my parents on that.
All right, what do you got, Raph?
Frank, you need to try some swordfish, dude. I'm telling
I
you.
I won't eat.
You'll love it.
I can't eat it.
You're a fancy man, dude. $12 a pound.
I'm not a fancy man.
Open up the freezer. It's in your house, dude.
It's in my house.
Put some swordfish steaks in your house.
I you know what? But there are fishes that are less fit.
Hold on a minute, Raph. Where are you calling from?
My home.
Okay.
So I have nothing else, guys. I have nothing else.
Okay.
I bring nothing to the table. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, if you invite Germ over, he might eat you out of house and home.
All right, guys.
Thank you for calling in.
Rafael.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's not always a Spanish name, Germ. Jesus Christ. I mean, you might need some tips to improve the way you live.
Listen, I wasn't putting him down for it. I'm just saying, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, well, you know what? I found something on some random site that I look on Tumblr. I go on Tumblr. I see on my dashboard all these cool things that people think are great and blah, blah, blah. And one of them was 101 tips for living. Before we can get to that, our line has just completely melted down here. You're on the DJ News Style Show with Gem Freak. Who's this?
Hey, it's Cam.
Oh, what's up?
Oh, big
Cam. I just want to know one thing. If Raphael is Spanish, then what the fuck are the Ninja Turtles?
They're fucking turtles. Thank you for calling the show.
Stick with the one thing you do, Big Cam. You're a one-trick pony.
Gotta admit, little gay. I'll just do it for you when you bomb.
You should do it. You didn't
it's
even
okay,
do it.
Cam. No, Cam is good. Cam is good. 101 tips for living. We found it on this fucking drawn-out blog, but it had a few good points here. It's just a long list of things that you should probably do to improve your life, and according to some arrogant, probably white guy. Number one, he says, you should never have to match your socks other than to separate black from white. So to do this, you buy 18 pairs of identical socks in each color, throw them all out after 6 months. What do you think of that, Jim?
I think it's a fantastic idea. Fantastic. What I do is, I don't like to lose my socks, so I safety pin them together so that they are never lost without each other.
So when do you do this?
Before they're being washed, I put a safety pin on them and put them in the washing machine.
This is you fucking 5 minutes ago. You said you had no time to scrape toast into the garbage can. Why? How are you finding time to safety pin socks before they get washed?
I have a little jar of safety pins on my bureau.
Your fucking mind. You're out of your fucking mind.
I have a little jar of safety pins on my bureau. And after I'm done utilizing the socks, I pin them together so that they do not lose each other in the course of the washing machine and the dryer. And they will always wear out at the same time, and they will never get lost.
If you had mentioned this to me before, that Frank Sinatra would never wear the same socks twice.
That's what I heard. I heard somebody like that, he wouldn't wear the same socks twice.
I guess if you were rich enough, you'd never have to rewear your clothing.
I probably would throw my undergarments away because you're sweating them and whatnot. But you got clothes that are you are comfortable. You want to keep them. But if you had enough money, would you just wear socks once and throw them out?
If I had enough money, I would never wear the same thing twice. I would wear something, throw it in the garbage, and wear the thing I bought for the next day.
Let me ask you a question: when you buy something from the store, clothes from the store, do you wash it first?
Never. Never. It's brand new.
What if it's been tried, maybe been tried on by other people before it got to you?
What did they go fucking play racquetball? They put it on, they looked at themselves in the mirror, they decided they're fucking disgusting looking in the shirt that I bought, and they put it back. What's the big fucking deal?
I'm just saying, you could probably
I'm not shopping at the fucking Salvation Army. I'm not, like, homeless people aren't trying on my shit. You sniff it, maybe, okay, maybe you sniff,
But you're aware that somebody's skin flakes could be on that shirt if you didn't wash it.
Somebody's skin flakes are wherever you go in life. Wherever you go in your entire life, you're sitting, you're touching, you're coming into contact with other people's skin flakes. So if that bothers you, you obviously have a very difficult life.
I apologize.
Number two, sunglasses may only be worn after 1 a.m. Worn indoors after 1 a.m. So he's really cool, man. 1 a.m. he's wearing his sunglasses. I don't ever wear fucking sunglasses.
I never wear sunglasses.
I never do. I feel like an asshole. Like when I need them, I'm like, right. Oh, fuck, I can't see. I squint. But I never wear them because every time I buy them, I fucking lose them or they break.
I don't wear them because, first of all, I think that people think that you're showing off if you wear sunglasses. Number one. And number two...
All right, that's a little ridiculous.
Could I finish, please?
Please.
Number two, it actually, when I'm driving, wearing sunglasses actually impairs my vision because I feel like I'm not seeing things clearly because they're darkened.
So,
and I'd rather squint.
So you think that you feel that your vision's being impaired, but it isn't necessarily being impaired?
Correct.
So you never wear sunglasses, ever?
Never.
I just don't wear them because I don't want to buy them and lose them again. I'm just done with that. I'm just fucking done with it. I don't want to have that happen again. Who cares? I have what I'll do is if I need sunglasses, I'll go to the dollar store and buy the shittiest pair of sunglasses I can, wear them for whatever I need them for, and just throw them the fuck out. I don't even care. That's exactly what I do. Number three, which I know you're going to fucking... do something akin to an I told you so is carry around those small bottles of hand sanitizer and use some before you eat. That's what that is. So
that's pretty much a no-brainer. We don't have to go into that.
It's not. It fucking can't. Okay.
We've played that out.
You don't need to do that. You don't fucking need to do it. Just, you know what? If you feel disgusting, wash your hands. The only time I find that useful is if I get the sticky on my hands. I need to get rid of the sticky right away.
Okay, why do you have sticky on your hands, number one?
You want to see?
No. Okay. What's number four?
Number four, business casual was invented to prevent younger people from dressing better than their bosses. Rebel and wear a suit or jeans.
Now, here's something that I don't understand. I never understood what business casual really is. I don't know what that means. I've never worked in an office environment, so I don't know. What is business casual?
That's interesting that you would ask something like this. Is this something that you would like to know?
Yes, it is.
If this would start up, that'd be awesome. Holy shit.
I wanna know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I wanna know what you're feeling.
Tell me
what's on your mind.
It's no secret.
God damn it!
Well, what we're starting to do now is we're going to try and improve Germ's life by cluing him in whenever he has something that he needs to know. Why don't we get him all out of the way right now? Pure energy. First of all, you want to know what business casual is, Germ?
Yes.
You've always heard the term?
I've heard the term numerous times. Yeah. Don't know what it means.
You're not wearing a suit. You're not slovenly dressed. You're wearing maybe a nice pair of pants, a belt, a collared shirt.
Okay, define nice pair of pants. What does that mean?
Look at your pants right now and then think of something much better. That's what it is. No, basically like khakis or some kind of like Ralph Lauren, some kind of maybe a pleated pant, something like that. Something that you would see on a business type. Maybe as he's going out to have a beer with the guys, seal up a few deals.
Yeah,
that's business casual.
Absolutely.
I mean, was there anything else we wanted to get out of the way?
There's one thing, one term or words that I've heard, but I never knew what it meant.
Is this in relation to business casual?
No, it's got nothing to do with
completely
that.
Completely unrelated.
All right. What does the term pillow biter actually mean? Let me ask you a question. I know it refers to homosexuals, okay? But what does it mean? I don't understand what the pillow biting means. I know it refers to homosexuals. I know that. But I don't know what it means. What does it mean?
Well, what does it mean? It's a term referring to homosexuals and the fact that in order to get fucked in their ass, their face would have to be in the pillow. And maybe it hurts a little, Germ. So when you have your face in your pillow, you'll be biting that fucking thing as some homo tees off on your asshole. That's what that is. I mean, I can't believe you've never even put it together. That might be.
Listen, I've heard the term numerous times. I know it refers to homosexuals, but I didn't know what the concept was. Why are they biting pillows?
I don't think it's something that they just do. Like, there's the annual 2008 pillow bite-off challenge. How big a chunk can you take out of a pillow? Find out at 12. Oh, my God. Pillow biter, Germ. That's what you are. You're a pillow biter. According to Urban Dictionary, it says, a pillow biter is someone who is receiving such a ridiculous anal pounding from a man's penis. And it's not necessarily a gay thing, although it is, according to this. A female with a foreign object, such as a pole, or in many cases, close relatives of shampoo bottles, that they choose to bite down on their pillow for some relief from the pain. So it's basically anybody that's taking it up the ace. They want to do what they have to do for the person doing it, but they need to get through it.
So they
chew the pillow!
So they're using the pillow as like a horse would use a bit, more or less. Is it a pillow? Biting a pillow is a bit for homosexuals? Is that what it is? I don't know.
I guess, or maybe like somebody in the Old West who has to maybe take a shot of whiskey and chew on a towel while somebody saws their arm off with a fucking pocket knife or something. Yeah. It's something to distract them a little bit.
I see.
Yeah. So does that wrap everything
that
up there?
Up.
Can we get back to what we're doing?
Let's go back to what we're doing. Thank
Jesus.
You.
Jesus. Business casual, pillow biters. Well, that's interesting to me. And at least now you're a little bit more enlightened. Number five is, if you wear a baseball cap in bars or while hosting internet radio shows, the girls will suspect that you are bald.
Excuse me?
So I guess looking at you, they're going to assume, hey, only guy wearing a hat, he's got to have a fucking...
All right.
He's got to be a skinhead.
Let me reiterate and say that. Let me say it the first time. I don't usually wear a baseball cap. I'm only utilizing it because I just received it and I thought it would be nice to wear. But I don't wear hats in general. Thank you.
Wearing one now, and all the ladies think you're bald. And that's probably because they've been purchasing shirts with, you know, that feature your bald head at cafepress.com/frankshead.
That's a cheap plug.
It is. It's very cheap. But the shirt, not so cheap. You can do us a favor and go ahead and drop a bit of money on one. That'd be nice. Number six, time is too short to do your own laundry.
I agree with that.
Now, think about what this means. It's either saying that there are people that aren't worthy of time, people whose time is completely just fucking worthless, that they have to be, you know, ushered away to do everybody else's laundry.
Right.
And the guy who wrote it obviously isn't of that class. And he's only speaking to those people who could hand their laundry off to savages. Now, in your case, you don't do your laundry because your mother did it for you when you lived at home, and your wife does it for you now.
That is correct.
If your wife goes away on a vacation for 2 weeks, how would you handle that?
I ensure that she has 2 weeks' worth of clothing that are clean.
If you ran out of clothes, would you buy more before doing your laundry?
Of course.
Why? It's so retarded.
Because I don't know how to wash clothes. It's as simple as that. I don't know how to do it.
Do you ever think maybe you want to learn? Maybe?
At this point in my life, there's no point.
Yeah, you know, when you hit the golden years, you may as well. Why pick up new stuff? Jesus. Number seven. An undershirt will prevent you from perspiring through your overshirt.
Okay.
As you can see, I'm a very big fan of the undershirt.
Okay.
I'm a sweater. Yeah. Not going to lie.
Right.
I'm a sweater.
New style. Are you 8 years old and you have to wear an undershirt?
What are you talking about? 8-year-old kids don't sweat like that.
My son Luke wears an undershirt, for Christ's sake.
Why are you putting him in undershirts if it's so bad?
Because he's a little boy.
I wear an undershirt for the exact reason it says, so that I don't pit out right now. I'd have pit stains.
Listen, first of all, that's repulsive. There's women in the room here.
Shut up. Yeah, you know what? If they're not repulsed now after looking at your baseball-hatted head.
Listen to me.
I'm going to be repulsed by my fucking
I haven't worn undershirts since the second grade, for Christ's sake. Are you aware that the more clothing you wear, the hotter you are? It's a simple game of logic. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I understand that, but the thing is, I'm wearing white breathable cotton, which serves to only absorb any sweat that may arise. That's what that's for. I don't want to pit out in public. That's what I'm saying. I can't be pitting in public.
Let me tell you something. You're making yourself sweat by wearing the undershirt. Don't wear the undershirt and you won't sweat.
Not true. Not true. I if I don't wear a shirt, I'll have a fucking sweat stain right through the top shirt.
You know, first of all, just the thought of that is repulsive. I have never had that happen to me in my lifetime because I'm clean.
Yeah,
because
it happens in your ass. You always walk away with a wet spot right near your ass crack, I bet.
What the fuck?
Fucking Frankie swamp ass. Jesus. You know what? It helps, okay?
You know
what?
All right. Let me know when you make your bar mitzvah. What's number seven here? Eight.
Number eight is, yes, you do have to have your shoes shined. Now, do you shine your shoes?
I have never shined shoes in my entire 37 years of living. I don't even know what the fuck to do. I don't even know how to get to. I wouldn't even know where to buy shoe polish, for Christ's sake.
Of course you know where to buy shoe polish. What are you talking about? Where do you buy shoe polish?
I wouldn't even know what store to buy shoe polish in. Is it in the supermarket?
You are this helpless that you not only do you not know how to shine a shoe, And by the way, there's no polish for the Reeboks with the straps that you're fucking sporting now. Oh, God. Let me talk to him. Okay? You're this helpless that you don't know, you wouldn't know where to even buy polish.
Right.
You go to a fucking supermarket.
What aisle?
I don't fucking know what aisle. You go and ask, or you go look.
Well,
here's what the big game in life is. Figuring shit out. The big plan in life is figuring shit out. That's what it is. Go to Walmart. Go to Target. Figure shit out.
I don't wear dress shoes, per se, regularly, so I don't have to worry about that. If they get some dust on them, put a little Fantastic, and they're all done.
Honestly, I don't shine my own shoes either. I will do the spit shine, though. A little spit shine on it. Spit on the shoe, wipe it off. It's nice.
I enjoy wearing white leather sneakers. And
Wait. Yeah, Ed is pointing this out. Did you say you used Fantastic? Like I thought you were describing how the shine looked after shining, but you use the cleanser for sinks and shit.
No. I use them. I use them on my sneakers. I'll use Fantastic or 409 on my leather sneakers.
409. That's like gum out. Get tar and bugs off your windshield.
But on my dress shoes, which I wear,
I use Rust-Oleum to cover up stains.
But on dress shoes, if they have dust on them, I'll just blow on them with my breath, and that's the best I do.
Holy shit! Oh my goodness! Wow! So you don't shine your shoes. Here's a very important one here. Number 9: When a bartender buys you a round, tip double. We've discussed tipping. We know you're cheap.
Ad nauseum.
But this is something I can't stress enough. If a bartender has taken a shine to you to buy you a round, you have to lay out double the tip that you normally leave.
First of all, the bartender's not buying you a round. His employer is buying the round. His employer paid for the alcohol. He didn't pay for the alcohol.
I'm sorry that we're getting into fucking semantics. If you get a free drink from a fucking bartender, you leave double the tip.
What the bartender's actually doing is stealing from his employer by giving free drinks. That's what he's doing.
Oh, so who cares?
I am not going to reward him with monetary consumption.
He's giving you free shit. Just give him the fucking tip.
He's stealing from his employer. He's stealing extra liquor from his employer, and he wants to get a tip.
Yeah, this is exactly it. Foundry Music Jeff took time out of his busy schedule of petting his pretty dog to mention that he's not stealing. It's a marketing tool to make you feel wanted and accepted so that you'll come back and purchase more shit.
You know what? That's like going to a supermarket, and the cashier says, listen, you don't have to pay me for the filet mignon. It's on me. Are you going to accept that?
Why wouldn't I? Wouldn't you?
That's what's called stealing. Maybe you're not aware of that.
What if? Okay. How do I know that the manager didn't say, hey, you know what? This guy's a good guy.
Let me tell you a little short story.
We're taking care of his meal.
Let me tell you a short story.
Where the sidewalk ends?
No.
Love it.
I was at a bar one time, and the bartender said, the drinks are on me. And I says, no, I don't want that. I want to pay for my drinks.
Wrong with you?
I said, I don't want anything stolen. Because then that makes me a thief, too. That makes me a thief, too.
No, it
and
doesn't.
And I would not be akin to thievery.
Hey, do you care to go into a little discussion about Cafe Press? Oh, man. No, you're nuts to not accept a free drink. No, I prefer to pay for this drink that you were handing me.
And here's the fact of the matter. By the time you give the double tip, you're just paying for the fucking drink anyway.
You're not paying for the entire drink. If you give him $4, the drink is $7. You're not paying for that drink.
Well, you know what? I don't take free drinks anyway. I refuse free drinks from bartenders. I said, you know what? Does your employer know that you're giving free drinks?
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I say, does your employer know that you're pest
and what did they
drink?
Say to you? What did they say to you? You
they
fucking
just give me
nutcase.
A dirty look. They give me a dirty look.
Yeah, and they should. They're trying to do something nice for you, and you're trying to get them in trouble. You look like a fucking, like a secret shopper at a fucking supermarket. Oh, you didn't scan the beats! You missed the beats! Can I see your manager? You look like somebody that's trying to fucking get them in trouble with their job, you dope. Accept the drink. Have a good time. Enjoy yourself. You're not here that fucking long.
Okay.
God, you narc. And you ruined it for everybody. Anybody else who's getting a free drink, the guy's like, fuck this, dude. This whole group, fuck them. No free drinks. That fucking asshole, fuck them. You ruined the entire night. You ruined it all. When was this, by the way? What type of event?
This was, I don't remember, this was some type of social gathering, you know, many years ago, and I says, you know what, that's not my thing. I don't do that.
Number 10, do not buy the product insurance. Except for mobile phones, always insure the phone, but never buy the product insurance.
I have never purchased insurance ever.
Have you? Forever? And you own your own business?
No. for if I purchase a piece of, equipment, mechanical equipment, or whatever, you know, audio, visual, I will never purchase insurance. It's a ruse because typically the item is not going to become defective within the first 3 years. So there's no point in getting product insurance.
Has it ever happened to you that something has been damaged during that warranty period that you could have had?
Yes.
Oh, and you got fucked,
but it was my own fault.
You got fucked, didn't you?
It was, listen to me! It was my own, it was doing something I accidentally ran over a digital camera one time. So that's not, they're not going to refund me for that.
How do you run over a digital camera?
I was taking a picture of something while I was driving my car. It dropped out of the car as I was taking the picture, and obviously I rolled over it in my car. So there you go.
You can't even hit a squirrel with that accuracy. You fucking ran over a goddamn digital camera. You are the most irresponsible, just buffoon.
I apologize.
I can't believe you ran. You dropped it out of your car somehow when you were getting in. Maybe and
I was driving.
Shuffle of papers and bags or whatever.
I was driving very slowly past something, and I had to take a picture.
You were taking a picture while you were driving.
I was going maybe like 5-10 miles per hour.
10 miles an hour. You weren't looking at the road, and you were going 10 miles an hour, taking a drive-by photo of something, and you dropped the camera out, and somehow you managed to get it under the tire.
It dropped underneath the tire, and the back tire ran it over. I'm not gonna fucking lie. You know,
you are just absolutely awful. Well, absolutely awful. But you'd never buy the product insurance.
Never, ever, ever.
I usually don't. I did on this wonderful iMac that I'm shaking it right here where I get my video out of. I bought it on there. The Apple Care, they call it. It's way overpriced. Nothing is broken on it. And, you know, they got me. They got me basically for a couple $100.
Right.
But, you know, that they say that that's the one thing you should buy it on. And laptops as well, because you figured you take a laptop around, the screen goes out, and it's the most expensive piece on it. You know, you're fucked now. Now you have to go buy a new one. Number 11, and this is the last one we're going to cover. If you're wittier than you are handsome, avoid very loud clubs. What's your take on that?
Well, obviously. I mean, that's a no-brainer. I mean, if you're an ugly dude, and you're relying on your personality, then you got to go somewhere where it's quiet, because your personality is what's going to draw the ladies, not your looks. So I definitely agree with this. The number 11.
Very good. That's some random shit I found on the internet. Some random list. I think it's all bullshit. Some self-aggrandizing, fucking pompous bullshit that people list when they list things. Oh, things you should do to improve your life. Just fucking terrible. Absolutely awful. I think it's about this time right now. You know what time it is.
I think I do.
Do you?
Not really.
Now it's time to play my favorite fucking game, you bitches. Sit back, relax, eat my fucking balls. And remember, you're the big one!
That's right.
You have to pick one. You'll be given a scenario, a complete scenario, with separate selections, outcomes, if you will. And remember, when given these selections, Germ, no matter what, you have to pick one! The first one is under the category of hunger. You're in a relatively large mall, and you've been wandering around for some time.
Could you lower the music so I can hear you?
Oh, eat shit! Eat
Jesus
shit!
Christ! You fucking turn the fucking music down so I can hear your fucking voice!
You know what?
Jackass.
Eat a dick! Speaking of eating a dick, hunger. You're in a relatively large mall, and you've been wandering around for some time. You're starving and you have absolutely no money. While exploring the mall, you've discovered some free food in three locations. If you don't eat something soon, you'll be dead. Now remember, when it comes to dying in a mall from starvation, you have to pick one. The choices are, there are French fries in a paper bag in a bathroom, a wet hot dog in a bun buried in an ashtray, a few pieces of fried chicken at the bottom of a ball pit. Germ, you have to pick one!
Okay, this is a no-brainer as well, and I'm using that term no-brainer for some reason a lot. Obviously, I would not consume something that was placed in a bathroom. There could be urine or feces, and that's a no-brainer.
You're not choosing the fries?
Not the fries, no.
No fries, okay. So now you're left with the wet hot dog buried in an ashtray, or a few pieces of fried chicken at the bottom of a ball pit.
You know how I feel about wet food, therefore I would not eat the wet hot dog, especially the ashes may have somebody's saliva still on them, so I would not eat the hot dog.
So what are you saying?
I go with the fried chicken.
You're going to pull fried chicken out from the bottom of a ball pit and eat it?
Yes, yes.
Do you know what happens in ball pits?
What's that?
The little kids piss in those things. There's all shit and piss all over those fucking things. But you want to eat it, and you want to chew into it, rather than eat a bag of fries, a paper bag of fries that has been sitting in a bathroom.
What's the likelihood that the kid touched the exact spot where the chicken was?
Every ball in a ball pit is contaminated.
Okay.
Every single one.
Shall we continue?
We shall continue. This next one is under the topic of freedom. Something we love in this country. You've been captured by terrorists, and after a night of celebration on their part, they've decided to turn you into the entertainment for the night. They agree to release you if you perform one of three tasks. If you disagree, your beheading will be posted on YouTube, and your last words to your family will be overdubbed with confessions of homosexuality by a sound-alike. Now, when it comes to freedom and trying to capture that, Germ, I ask you, will you pick one? The choices are kill a puppy by fucking it to death, perform a scene from Roots in blackface using feces as makeup, or clean the toes of every Arab terrorist that is holding you hostage with your mouth. You have to pick one!
Well, listen, obviously I'm not going to perform bestiality, so there goes the puppy. Okay. I will not. Number two is just something that's racist and vile, and I would never do something like that.
You just don't want the feces on your face. So you're going to clean the toes of every Arab terrorist with your mouth?
I will do that, yes.
Rather than wipe shit on your face?
Yes. I feel that I could use mouthwash and cleanse my mouth out afterwards.
Oh my God, you're fucking disgusting. They're not going to get... And first of all, where are you going to get mouthwash? They're willing to behead you and put it on YouTube. They're not going to give you scope.
Now let me ask you something.
Yes.
Plain and simple. No backstory.
Okay.
Which of the following live animals would you eat? And remember, you have to pick one.
Ooh, getting into it.
A blue jay, a hamster, or a snake?
A blue jay, a hamster, or a snake, and I have to eat them while they're alive?
Yes.
I'm gonna go with the hamster. Let me tell you why. Because they're small, there's no fucking feathers. Yeah, there's fur, but there's no fucking feathers. A snake? Come on. It's gotta be difficult to eat a snake while it's alive, and it's a little too phallic for my tastes.
Let me tell you the problem with the snake is, when I was a young boy, I saw a snake, eat a mouse. And I could have swore, I could still see the mouse in the belly of the snake, and the mouse was, I could still hear it chirping away and crying, and it was repulsive. It was repulsive. So therefore, I would eat the snake.
So you'd eat the snake?
Yes.
Definitely hamster. It's the smaller meal. It's the smaller meal.
It's
less to swallow. It'd be over quicker, I have to believe.
Okay.
Now let me ask you something. Or did you want to ask me one?
Let me ask you something.
Well, what's the category?
Depression.
Depression?
Yes.
Please continue.
A friend of yours is going through a brutal divorce and has been staying at your house. You and your family come home from dinner and find that he's blown his head off. And you have to pick one. Did it in your kitchen while sitting on the kitchen table? Did it in your bedroom and his scalp is on your pillow? Did it in the living room, bleeding all over your remote controls and your kids' toys? You have to pick one.
So, help me with this again. The kitchen?
He either killed himself at the kitchen at the kitchen table. In your bedroom and the scalp is on your pillow.
I like that the scalp is still on my pillow. And the third one is the living room bleeding over
your remote control and kids' toys.
I don't have kids' toys, so.
Well, you have a niece.
Okay. I don't want that to happen. I don't want my remote controls bled on. I certainly don't think I could sleep in the same area that I found a scalp. I would say let him fucking blow his head off in the kitchen. What do I give a fuck? That's going to be the most clean area. I mean, we use fucking bleach and all kinds of shit to clean it, so fuck him.
Right.
Kitchen, obviously.
I agree with
you. Now let me ask you something.
Hopefully this is the last one. Go.
This will be the last one.
Thank God.
Under the category of disgust, you and your wife are out for a special evening at a fancy restaurant. Dinner was incredible. When leaving, the valet brings your car around, and as you get in, you see either, number one, a little drop of semen on the steering wheel, number two, a 4-inch-long brown shit stain on the driver's seat, or number three, bloody underwear with shit in them on the floor. Which would ruin your day the least? And remember, Germ, when it comes to valets in your car, you have to pick one!
Well, as you know, I once had a repairman come to my house. Actually, it was a carpet installer, and he dripped urine on the toilet bowl seat. And I had to rip that toilet bowl seat out and get a new one. So obviously, I'm not going to have that on my steering wheel, because I'm not going to be able to buy a new fucking steering wheel.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So therefore, forget the semen.
Okay, so that's done. That's done. So it's either the 4-inch-long brown shit stain on the driver's seat or bloody underwear with shit in them on the floor.
Right. I will not do this shit stain. I'm not going to sit on somebody's feces, obviously, because then it'll get up in my anus if I sit. So I go with the bloody underwear on the floor because I could simply take a stick or something and just pull them out of there. And as far as I don't have to worry about it being on the floor because, you didn't say what part of the floor? Is it in the passenger seat, the back seat, the driver's seat? Where on the floor?
It's going to be right on the pedal.
Oh boy,
where your shoes come into contact?
Well,
with
I would still pick the bloody underwear because I
okay
still
now it's in the cup holder.
I apologize.
Actually, no. Now they're draped. They're draped over the steering wheel. The bloody shitty underwear are over your steering wheel.
Okay.
Draped on it, and there's a little bit of staining done to the wheel. Which do you choose?
I would just kill myself right there. That's what I would.
No, because you're a different one.
I go with the. I'd still go with it. I'd still go with it. On the floor, as you said, that's the original question, so.
All right.
Thank you.
This concludes. You have to pick one! Ah, very nice.
What else does it conclude?
Well, I mean, we have a ton of shit to get to here on the DJ Newstyle Show. Episode number 165. Just magical goodness that you can only hear on HearUsTalk.com. Or, you know, you go to DJNewStyleShow.com. All that other shit. All that happy goddamn horse shit that we love, just love, love, love to bring to you. Thank you very much for tuning in. None of that fake-out shit for this one. Thank you very much to VA Messenger, Tilt, especially Foundry Music Jeff, everybody else who called in, everybody else who likes to be a part of that, and especially you, the listener, that made it to the end of this abortion. Thank you for sticking it out. DJNewStyle.com, HearUsTalk.com. Germ, do you have anything you'd like to say
I'd like to say goodnight.
Me too. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen.